Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1887. 3 things to do today to feel better about your finances, by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome back to our weekly bonus episode. This is where I share an episode from another podcast in our network, an article that might also improve your life in some way. Now, today's comes from Optimal Finance Daily. So with that, here's Diana reading to you and her commentary as we optimize your life.
3 things to do today to feel better about your finances, by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. Are your finances getting you down? Whether you feel like you're not saving enough, not earning enough, have too much debt, or feel guilty about a recent purchase, you could probably use a financial mood boost. I pay all my bills on time, have enough to save, and am paying a lot towards debt, but there are still times when I feel like I'm failing. No matter how much money I have, I always feel like it's not enough. I can't reach my financial goals fast enough, and getting rid of my student loans seems like a million light years away. Everyone deals with financial depression and periods of doubt. Here are some ideas to help your financial outlook and give you hope that you're on the right track towards financial success. Stop comparing. Have you ever felt like everyone around you is doing better financially? Does it feel like everyone else has it all figured out and you're the only one struggling with finances? I've been there, and as an accredited financial counselor, I sometimes feel like I have to be doing better than everyone else. I'm supposed to be an expert on money management, so I should be excelling with my own finances, right? It is so important to remember that everyone's financial situation is different. Comparing your financial situations with others is not only unfair to you, but it can also be very damaging, financially and mentally. When you compare your financial situation to other people, you have to ask yourself, what makes you feel like they're doing better financially than you? Do you look at their pay stubs, analyze their balance sheets, or read through their budget? Your answer is probably no, right? The truth is, we base our feelings on what we see, and what we see can be misleading. Maybe your sister is always taking nice vacations or purchased a house way before you were able to. Or maybe your friend is always going out to eat at nice restaurants when you can only afford to eat at home. You must remember that these things tell you nothing about their financial situation. You don't know how much debt your sister took on when she purchased that new home, or how your friend is paying for those nice meals at fancy restaurants. Focusing on what other people have really only forces you to focus on what you do not have. Be proud of your own financial progress and focus on what truly matters in your own life. Track your progress. It's hard to see the progress we have made financially because most of the time our success is not achievable overnight. Financial progress takes months and even sometimes years before we actually see a positive difference. It's important to remember that improving your financial future is a process. Monitoring your progress will help you understand that progress is being made, even if it's not immediately. One of the ways to track your progress is by creating and maintaining a balance sheet. This financial statement is used to determine your net worth and allows you to compare what you own, your financial assets, to what you owe, your financial liabilities. I update my balance twice per year, and every year I'm blown away with the progress I've made, even though I feel like I have made no progress at all. Your balance sheet will open your eyes to positive things you're doing, even though you might not notice the progress right away. Let me give you an example of how this pulls me out of my negative financial thinking. When I started tracking my balance sheet almost 5 years ago, I had 7 credit cards listed under my liabilities. All of these credit cards totaled over $11,000. Today, when I look at my balance sheet, I have 1 credit card listed under liabilities with a current balance of $500. When I feel like I'm not doing enough, or if I feel like I'm failing financially, I look at this to remind myself that I have come a long way. Start tracking your finances today. If you have never created a balance sheet and want access to a free net worth worksheet, you can do that on my website. Create clear financial goals. Reaching a financial goal gives you a huge feeling of accomplishment. It also helps you create a clear plan of action. It's easy for life to get in the way and for us to get derailed and lose motivation. This lack of motivation is a huge reason why we sometimes feel like we're failing financially. There are so many benefits for setting financial goals, such as developing positive financial habits, defining a clear picture of what you really want, and determining what's really important to you. Without these goals, getting out of a financial rut will be harder, and it will be less likely for you to get back on the right track. Setting goals can lead to positive financial progress, which you need to track on your balance sheet, and it can also result in a more positive attitude toward your finances. Here are some general rules when creating clear financial goals. Make sure your financial goals are clear and detailed. Instead of saying, I want to save $300, make it better by saying, I want to save $300 by January 1st for my husband's birthday present. Having a clear goal will make it easier to create a clear plan of action. Choose one important financial goal to work on a little at a time. You will set yourself up for failure if you try to tackle all of your goals overnight. It's unrealistic to say, I want to pay off my house in 1 year. It's easier to feel a sense of accomplishment if you break it down into smaller goals, like I want to put an extra $200 towards my mortgage loan. This goal is more realistic and it's easier to achieve by taking defined, measurable steps. Don't beat yourself up if you don't reach a financial goal when you want. It's still an accomplishment if you've made progress towards improving your financial situation. Use the progress you have made so far to feel encouraged and to stick with it. Everyone gets the financial blues at one time or another. Never underestimate the power of conversation. Talking to someone about your finances can make a huge difference in your financial mindset. Get encouragement and support from the people in your life. Trust me, feeling down about your finances is hard, but it's even harder to feel that way alone. Reach out, get support, and start feeling better about your finances today. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Things to Do Today to Feel Better About Your Finances by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. This article reminded me of the importance of maintaining a positive mindset around our finances. I recall a time last year when my monthly savings rate was 45% rather than my 60% goal. I felt bad for a moment for not hitting my goal until I realized how ridiculous that is. 45% is a fantastic savings rate. It's way more than I ever thought was possible when I was 30 grand in debt 5 years ago. Lately, I've been thinking of my goals as shooting for the moon. They help chart my path and give me direction. But landing among the stars while shooting for the moon is still worth celebrating. Kamiko makes a great point about not comparing ourselves to others. I love the quote from President Roosevelt, "Comparison is the thief of joy." While others can provide great inspiration and give us ideas about what's possible with our money, personal finance is a very personal journey, and it's a lifelong journey that we can make way more enjoyable by celebrating every win, big or small. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.